Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Megan Moran and I'm a missionary here at Damascus where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from Jonah, today's first reading. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Set out for the great city of Nineveh and announce to it the message that I will tell you. So Jonah made ready and went to Nineveh, according to the Lord's bidding. Now Nineveh was an enormously large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began his journey through the city and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 days more and Nineveh shall be destroyed. When the people of Nineveh believed God, they proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, sat in the ashes. And then he had proclaimed throughout Nineveh, by decree of the king and his nobles, neither man nor beast, neither cattle nor sheep, shall taste anything. They shall not eat, they shall not drink water. Man and beast shall be covered with sackcloth, and loudly call to God. Every man shall turn from his evil way, and from the violence he has in his hand. Who knows? God may relent and forgive and withhold his blazing wrath, so that we shall not perish. When God saw their actions and how they turned from their evil way, he repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them. He did not carry it out. So in today's reading, in the book of Jonah, there's a lot about this word repentance, about turning back to God. And repentance isn't just about turning away from our sin. It's about turning away from our sin and back to God. And in this story, this is just from the third chapter. And Jonah is a small book. It's just 4 chapters long. So you're getting about 25% of just a single book in the Bible right now. And the full picture is actually really fascinating. I know we learn about Jonah and the whale whenever we're younger, but the full story of the book of Jonah is so fascinating, and it's actually been captivating my heart a lot recently. And it starts off with God calling Jonah, asking Jonah to serve him. Jonah runs away from him. There ends up being this huge storm on the ship that he tries to run away from God on. They throw him overboard. He gets swallowed by this fish for 3 days. This fish basically vomits up Jonah, and then afterwards, Jonah finally gives in and says that he is going to do what the Lord's asked him to do, which is to call the city of Nineveh to repentance. And for so much of the book, it's just about Jonah running away from what the Lord is calling him to do, and the Lord keeps pursuing him and keeps asking him to deliver Nineveh from their sins, to bring them into repentance. And the Lord pursues Jonah so hard. And I think as I've been reflecting on it, I think it's just because the Lord, he desires repentance so badly from us. And we think of repentance, we think of wrath and justice and that we've sinned and done something wrong. But I don't think the Lord is always calling us to repentance for his own sake. I actually think he calls us to repentance because we need it more than he does. He doesn't need it at all. He knows and he cares about us so, so much that he just begs us to turn back to him. He pursues Jonah through running away through a storm, through all of this stuff to get swallowed up by a whale. And he says, Jonah, I just need you to preach repentance because I care about these people. The city of Nineveh was 120,000 people strong. The Lord cared about each and every one of their hearts so much that he sent a prophet to them who is unwilling to do the work of the Lord to preach repentance. And as we go into the Lenten season, this is in the first week of Lent, right? Where repentance is probably still fresh on our minds from Ash Wednesday or from Mass that we just went to on Sunday. I think we just need to be reminded of this once again, that the Lord cares about repentance. And again, it's not for his own sake, but it's for our own sake. It's for our own hearts. So today, I want to draw you into thinking about the little ways that we can be drawn back to God. What is one small step you can make today to where you can turn your heart back to God. Maybe it's spending 5 minutes less on social media, or maybe it's smiling to the people you pass on the street. Whatever it is, what is just one small step that you can bring to the Lord today and turn your heart back to Him and back into the face of love? Because that's what the Father's all about. He cares about your heart more than He cares about what you do. So, Father, we give our hearts again to You today, and we trust You with them, and we trust You with what You ask of us. This has been a scripture reflection on Jonah. Again, my name is Megan, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless and have a great day.